Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello! Yahoo! Welcome, 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 Come! The podcast is back, called Chelsea Peretti, CCP, which I've just learned is also some other weird abbreviation for some horror, some political organization that we are certainly not affiliated with or have researched at all. Didn't really look into the acronym. Figured that called Chelsea Peretti was proprietary. Here is the podcast. I lay it before your feet and I say, please judge me, embrace me. Let's get back to all those crazy feelings that we share in a podcast community. I did the podcast for many years, I believe starting in, was it 2011? Was it 2014? I have really no sense of time and chronology, but it had a good run. It depleted me. We put it to bed. And now, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, psst, wake up, wake up, a new day has come. So you'll see a lot of annoying voices and stuff like that. That's kind of part of the culture of the pod. Welcome to the new listener. And welcome back, wink, wink, secret handshake, to the old listener. We're going to grow together. We're going to be silly together. We're going to get hung up on together. Oh, no, that will just be your part of the deal. But, you know, trust me, my life, it's not always easy. I know it seems like it would be. But yeah, so we're going to just try to find that amazing balance of entertaining calls and not hanging up too much and all those kind of things. You'll catch on. Anyhow, we're always looking for feedback here at this show. Kojak has gone through and added a ton of sound effects throughout. Is it too much? Let him know. He's on Instagram. Those of you who've already heard the pod, you're like, oh, all right, we get it. We know the drill. And those of you who haven't heard the podcast, you're like, what is this? You know? Well, guess what? Prepare for all of you to have your minds absolutely blown wide open by a little old and a little new. A podcast that has interviews with luminaries and actual themes. You know, one of the setbacks of the old podcast, people call him, what's the topic? What's the topic? And I didn't know, to be honest. You know, it's like when you have a crush on a guy in your 20s and you're like, he's so mysterious. And then you realize he doesn't know himself at all. That was me with the pod topics. But now we're really honing in. We're really putting the pedal to the metal. We're grinding to really possibly overproduce these episodes. You're going to be the judge, as always. You're going to be the judge. You're going to be the jury. That's how it is nowadays, right? Everyone's everything. Everyone's a historian. Everyone's a scientist. Everyone's a politician. Everyone's a comedian. Everyone's everything. Andy Warhol was right. In the future, we do all have our 15 minutes of fame. In the future, I would also say everyone has 15 million followers. And that's where we're at. Everyone's important. We've reached a time frame in which everyone is a VIP. All right? So welcome to all VIPs, which is everyone, to Call Chelsea Peretti Rebooted! Let's take some calls. I'm going to get in my car and head to the call station. Here I go. Oh, first, I actually want to hear a voicemail. I want to play some voicemails on the topic of the relaunch. On the topic of the relaunch. That's why I'm talking. Getting into my pod voice. We're going to listen to a voicemail. I think one, at least one, of someone who left a message.
Hey, Chelsea. Hey, girl. Oh, my God. It's been so long. Rain's come in. Rain's come out.
True.
And you're doing your podcast again? We are living in magical times. I am so excited. I cannot wait for what you have in store for us. Maybe some more letters from Oliver, some more food tests, some more guests. I don't know. Like, I'm so excited. Your podcast remains one of the best, and I was, of course, hoping to get through, but thanks for making your podcast, girl. You know, we love your content. We just live for your content. I should know better than to know that you just probably don't want, like, a ass-kissing, like, voicemail. But I just don't know what else to say. I'm super excited about your pod coming back. And I can't wait to see your movie. And, yeah. Yay!
And that's where you misunderstood me, because I really do want that. In fact, I'm playing it for everyone. One voicemail. Of someone who is pumped. I'm trying to lay out the case for you to be excited. I don't know why I have a lot of spit in my mouth right now. I used to have a crush on this guy in kindergarten. I think it was kindergarten, and he had a spitty mouth. Isn't that like a funny, weird part of the crush? Anyway, don't remember if that girl said her name, but thank you for your voicemail. Thanks for the encouragement. Love just slicing and dicing on content, you know? What's crazy is I made content before it was called content. That's that extra spit. Something about this triple latte is creating a surplus of spit. I want to drink it, but is that ASMR swallowing? That's so disgusting, the sound. Someone was telling me to do ASMR videos on TikTok. I want to. Okay? But I don't quite get what ASMR is, even as I've seen so many videos. It's like wrestling paper and whispering. Help me out. Is that ASMR? I hate the sound of swallowing. Hold on. Excess spit? Ew. Mouth sounds cannot be ASMR. 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 Okay, so basically ASMR is like something where you just whisper. But I also feel like it's like crumpling papers. Tearing paper. And then... That's pretty satisfying. I'm not gonna lie. What if I do that with my entire notebook? Let's see. First, you kind of... pull from the spiral ring notebook. whisper about it and you waste another good 30 seconds of everyone's life, which is kind of the goal of the internet. So mission accomplished.
Extra spit. So here we are. We're having fun. It's me and my thoughts, me and my spit, and you and your calls. Oh, I haven't even posted the number yet. So let's see what we can do here, okay? Let's see what we can do here, my friends. All right. So we have done a lot of banking of episodes, something that is really makes me feel professional. Also, I didn't have ads on my old podcast because I was trying to be a good person, I guess. And so now it's going to be a real interesting foray into ads. I don't remember wearing any kind of headset, but I must have. I really, there's a lot I've blocked out. That's pretty, first of all, pretty mesmerizing. Second of all, pretty smitty. Why is this triple latte creating excess of, what's the technical, oh, saliva, excess of saliva. Okay. Lindsay.
Chelsea?
Lindsay?
Chelsea?
Lindsay?
Are you really back for real, man?
Lindsay! Yes!
Hey! What's going on, man? The pod is back. I'm so excited about this.
Can you believe it?
I mean, it's really, truly groundbreaking.
What?
Hello?
Hello, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Almost lost you there. You're the first caller to the first episode back.
Oh, wow.
I'm having an excess of saliva right now due to a beverage I'm having here in studio. This is not an ad.
Well, I'm honored to be the first back.
Thank
you. Are you starting it up for real? Like, are you going to be
this
regular
is,
again?
Yeah, I'm going to even do ads. I never did ads on my old podcast. And, you know, now I'm just excited to see what corporate America, like, why not? Why not make some money off the work I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, why not?
You earned it. I'm excited to see what kind of ads you're going to, you know?
Like, yeah, I am too, honestly.
Which ones you're going to pick.
I hate to say I'm super excited to see what ads I'm going to be doing. Oh man, I can't wait. Do you want to take a food test?
Sure.
This excess of spit, I don't know what's going on. Usually, like, if you're nervous, if you're whatever, you get dry mouth. This is, I've never had an excess of spit. Let me Google it. It's going to be like cancer. Five ways it presents. Excess of saliva. And I'm like, no! Okay. food test. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I don't have one of my sound effects that I really need. The buzzer.
Oh, no. Is it the same sound effects, or are these, like, are you bringing in, like, a new wave, or is it going to be
You know what? Hit? It's going to be something old, something new. Are you organizing some drawers right now, Lindsay?
No, sorry. I was just opening up a polar water and then seltzer water. I apologize for this. So.
Wait, you're opening two waters?
No, it's just a seltzer water.
Oh.
A polar. This is not an app.
Okay, not
it is
no.
a polar.
Not yet.
It's also not an app.
Not yet. Let's pace ourselves because, believe me, okay. I want the whole podcast to be ads. But I got to do a little chit-chat in between.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay, I do have it. Okay. Ready for the food test?
Yeah.
It's going to be rapid fire, okay? Get your energy up. Jump okay. around 20 times. Ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Cake pops.
No. Not a fan.
Correct. That ding. We need a different ding. That ding is shrill.
That sounds like a smoke alarm.
That sounds like a knife, like a Swiss Army knife just being just, I want to say jackhammered into your temple. But we're stuck with it for now, okay? You're correct. Cake pops are bad. Chocolate-covered right. strawberries.
I have to say, they're really messy to eat, but they're good. Taste-wise, I would say yes. Yeah, I guess I'll say yes on that one. Oh, man. I have really mixed feelings about it, but.
So that means you're mostly wrong, but you're a little bit right. So,
okay.
Strawberry, chocolate-covered strawberries. It's a texture issue, right? I mean, the chocolate is way too hard and the strawberries are super juicy. When you're chewing that together, it's like they don't complement each other.
No, yeah. It's very good on paper, I think.
Exactly. On the other hand, it's like...
not there.
Right. We all love... Who doesn't love strawberry? Who doesn't love chocolate? Like, it's a very confusing thing, and I think you're supposed to believe that it's good, like, because it's fancy...
Like, and also, isn't it supposed to be like sexual too, like right. for Valentine's Day, like in movies? And I'm like, that's not, that would just be like a mess.
Like if a guy can stack like six chocolate covered strawberries along his dick, that's the ultimate. No, it's supposed to be sexy. I'm not sure why. It's something that hotels have. It's something that it's like a Valentine thing. No one's ever like craving a chocolate covered strawberry, to my knowledge. But I'm going to start polling people more extensively about it. But it's going to be a hot topic of the show going forward. I can sense it.
I can't wait to follow it.
All right.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Black pepper, as in at a restaurant. When they ask, do you want more pepper? Do you say yes or no?
I would say yes.
Okay, on this one, I'm ambivalent also a little bit. I do want the pepper,
but... It depends on what it is.
You know, it's almost not worth interacting with the pepper, the pepper shaker. It's like, does it make that much of a difference on your salad? Excess of saliva. I need to Google this. I'm holding myself back from Googling it. It's probably going to be like, I have a tumor in my salivary gland. Ugh, I can't look that up right now. So, okay, black pepper, we're leaning yes, but also a little bit, is it worth it, is my analysis, okay?
Yeah, it's a production at a restaurant. Yeah,
and
agree with
I think it's kind of informative that, listen, sometimes there is no simple answer. There is no ding or buzzer, you know? It's you got to use your critical thinking and be analytical. All right.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
It's like a trick question, gray area survey.
Right.
You know?
So we got to have some of those, even though the real pretense of the whole food test is complete objective truth. Okay.
Right.
Olive oil versus butter. What do you choose?
That would also depend, but I think on the whole, I would probably say butter would be my.
I could feel your nerves. I could feel you doubting yourself, and you were wrong. You were wrong, as it turned out, because butter is too heavy. People rely on it to make things taste good, which it does. That first bite, you're like, ooh, what is this? Then by the third, fourth bite, you're dragging your heel. Excuse me. You're dragging your heels. You're going, oh, why do I feel so heavy? It's like you ate a brick. And that is because olive oil is better than butter.
Right. Okay. That's fair.
And I'll tell you this, in a lot of pasta sauces in restaurants, they always go hard on the butter because I think that first taste, everyone's like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, pasta doesn't have to be weighted down and heavy with butter. You can make a most delicious olive oil based sauce. And you know what? Honestly, my internal monologue right now, I'm going and thinking how I have high cholesterol, and I'm thinking how I was reading about how olive oil, the recommended amount for the Mediterranean diet is 1 tablespoon. And
yeah.
Even in your great pasta sauce with olive oil, I don't think a tablespoon is going to get you very far. Anyhow, that was my – listen, I'm learning that I myself cannot fit into the polarized ding buzzer dichotomy anymore. I've outgrown it, but I'm going to push forward. Sausage.
Well, I don't eat meat, but when I did, I would eat it for – like it was breakfast only. So I would say
you're going to have to say good or bad sausage.
I would. Okay, good.
Wrong. You gave it up for a reason. Should have thought it out a bit more. Sausage is bad. Here's my thing about sausage. I don't like the texture.
Okay? My wife, like, you're really blowing it.
What'd you say?
My wife told me I'm really boiling.
Yeah, this has been a wild ride. First food test out of the stable, and what a wild ride it's been, Lindsay. Okay, sausage, here's my thing. Texture, I don't know. It's like eating gristle, right? It's like not my favorite texture. I'm realizing how crucial texture is to my food enjoyment. I want to say mouthfeel. I want to say toothsome. Okay, so sausage, I'm giving a no. Okay, next up.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right out front, this one is a trick one.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. Cumin.
Okay.
Cumin.
Cumin. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. Oh, my God. Really? I really am blowing it.
So here's the deal. I used to think I hated cumin. And then I realized I only hate how Caucasians use cumin.
Oh, okay.
So if you ever go to a Szechuan restaurant, I think you'll fall in love with cumin. And then you'll fall in love with it again. And you'll be like waking up with cumin the next day like, what happened? That was incredible. I didn't know you had it like that, cumin. And then all of a sudden cumin's like, I gotta go. And you're like, okay, well, will I see you again? And it's that kind of vibe. I mean, it's actually now it's gone from a spice I hated to one of my favorite spices. It's really nice with lamb, cumin lamb, Szechuan cumin lamb. Amazing. It's really good with meat. Anyway, let me not harp on it, but I did think that that was a pretty important.
Well, I think that was a debacle in one of the apps before. I know cumin has come up in your.
Yeah, well, I historically was anti-cumin, and now I have to revise my statement. I had on my Caucasian goggles. I didn't understand cumin, and therefore I feared cumin. Typical. Typical bullshit. But now...
That is classic.
I've changed my tune. Pro-cumin. Love cumin. On the record. Okay?
All right.
All right. Next up. Soup.
What is it?
Soup. S-O-U-P. Soup.
Oh, I love soup. Yes, for 6 minutes.
I notoriously hate soup. So that I haven't been keeping score here, but I think you're in the D minus territory. Okay, soup,
yeah, it's
is
really bad. I think I had like one and two halves to equal two, because there were a couple like gray area ones, but yeah, I'm not doing great.
Chance to redeem yourself right now. Double or nothing. Don't know what that means. Endive. Endive. Endive.
Yes.
It is pretty good. Crunchy. Goes good with like a nut and a cheese. Although, again, cholesterol. What do I do? What do I sub? I don't know. There's subs out there. What about an
endive? Have you had anchovy endive? Have you ever had that dish?
Anchovy inside a piece of endive?
No. This is actually like a legit, I was in Rome, Italy, and
Brag.
I had this like, it was my favorite thing I ate there the whole time, was this just like really simple anchovy and endive dish that I like still think about all the time.
Could you describe it?
I mean, it really, there wasn't much to it. They just prepared it in a way where it was just kind of like a hot dish with just some anchovies in there and some endive. And
oh, cooked endive.
It was just like very simple and beautiful. I loved it.
It was cooked?
Yeah, it was cooked.
In like a anchovy sauce?
No, it wasn't a sauce. It was like whole anchovies in there, like big ones. They were like nice. And yeah, it just came out in like a cast iron skillet, I think. It was actually prepared at a traditionally Jewish...
okay, here we like go with the Jewish pandering. Sauce. Here we go with the pandering.
No, I'm just saying that it wasn't... I just mean to say, I don't think it was traditional Italian, because we went there specifically because it had been recommended to us. So I don't know that it would fall under like the Italian cuisine, even though we were in Rome, because it was more of a traditional Jewish restaurant. Traditional
Listen, this is
dishes.
Me. This so, is me.
I promise I wasn't pandering.
I'm half and half, so it's like the essential pandering. This is like quintessential.
Oh, I forgot here. Well, but I wasn't even thinking of that.
No,
I
I'm
promise.
Kidding. Listen, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding with you, Lindsay. What if this food test just keeps going for like 40 more minutes? We're doing a new thing where it's one call per episode.
Oh my God, I would be so honored to be the first long haul.
There was so much controversy in my podcast of call length. Is it, am I being too nice and it's boring? Am I being too mean and the call should last longer? And you know what I had to do? Constantly assess, constantly try to gauge what would make the listener
yes.
happy. So here I am.
A recalibration.
Exactly. I feel like I should be wrapping up.
Okay.
But let's see.
Whatever you got
to
do.
I'll do one final thing to see if you can break the curse. Ooh, your dog is joining.
Sorry.
Okay, can you break the curse with your chance to redeem yourself? Can you do it? The last chance for Lindsay in the food test today. Can she save herself? Can she redeem herself? Is her taste a lost cause? We're gonna find out now. With Ratatouille. Is it good
I've
or bad, Ratatouille?
It.
Hmm?
I've never had it. I can't say. What a weird ending. I know. What an anticlimactic ending.
That's crazy. I'm getting the hell out of here. I can't. Bye, Lindsay! Okay, here we go. Hello, Suzanne!
Hi, Chelsea.
How are you?
I'm so happy your podcast is back.
Well, listen, Suzanne, thank you. What was your favorite thing about it?
That's a good question. I would say that you always wanted callers to bring something to the table. You
and
always
that...
really kept the energy and the pace going.
Well, thank you. You know, I was just saying to my first caller of the podcast back how it was just this constant dance, you know, this fight or flight situation in which people were like, you're too nice. The calls are boring and they're too long. Or they're like, you're too mean. You hang up on people too fast. Blah, blah, blah. So for me, I'm just constantly trying to just gauge it, keep people happy, keep it moving, but also hurt people's feelings.
Yeah. What made you decide to bring it back?
Well,
people have been demanding it for years, but I'm just curious how you decided.
Well, some of that goes into an extremely personal story that I can't get into right now. But
fair enough.
No, the truth of the matter is, it really works well with my schedule.
Okay.
And so I don't know. And also, I just have a lot of ideas. This reboot is going to be a little different. We're going to have some interviews that are going to be exciting with people I'm obsessed with, from whether it be Instagram or Instagram. No, like even people from television series, I might have a little interview. There might be some in-studio taste tests. You know, we're just ramping it up.
I remember, I think it was when Adam Scott was on the podcast.
Yeah.
You did like Trader Joe's
snacks
studio taste test. Yeah.
That would be amazing. That was a highlight. You know, one thing I'd really like to do is actually go to Trader Joe's with a small microphone and record like an NPR style piece with Adam Sandler. Oh, not Adam Sandler. I'm like swapping out the guests.
I mean, we come to.
Yeah. But and try
turn down Adam Sandler.
Adam Scott and try like just check out what new snacks are open, what we like, what we don't like, and do it in a covert field piece way. I think that would be fun. Skanks for the memories.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Trader Joe's snack?
Oh gosh, that's such a good question.
Is it really just killing time?
That's another good question, because we did talk about Trader Joe's snacks the one time I called. Oh, I called twice before in the old podcast.
Okay.
And I played it with my brother and he said it was a boring discussion.
Oh shit. What's your brother into?
He likes sports.
Tell him to eat shit.
I can't relate to that.
No, that's too extreme. Well, that's the thing. You know, one man's this is another man's that. One woman's this is another lady's. So maybe it's not for him.
But I do like the mochi rice nuggets with a little bit of the onion salt sprinkled on top.
Mm. The mochi rice nuggets. So that's a savory thing, not like a sweet mochi.
Yeah, it's like a crunchy rice mochi in a bag. It's in the chip aisle.
All right. Well, would you like to take a quick food test?
Okay.
Cake pops.
No.
What does that mean? Good or not good?
Oh, not good.
Correct. Chocolate covered strawberries.
Good.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Olive oil versus butter. Which do you choose?
Oh, that's like Sophie's choice. I would say I'm Middle Eastern, so I'm going to say olive oil.
Correct. Sausage. Good or bad?
I'm going to say bad.
You're on a fucking roll here. Cumin.
Good. That's like our national spice.
Correct. What's your favorite dish that you make with cumin?
I'm doing hummus. I mean, that's so basic really? And boring and bland, but yeah.
Oh,
or on phool, which is like mashed up fava beans with a little olive oil and onion and cumin on top.
Mm, that sounds good.
A little bit of tahini in there, then you dip some pita bread in it.
Is cumin in za'atar?
Good.
Is it in there?
Oh, you could put za'atar on it. My parents are from Egypt, and that's not really like a big part of their cuisine.
Aha. What is your favorite Egyptian dish?
I would say mashi, which is stuffed grape leaves, or dolmas.
Oh, I love dolmas with lots of lemon. Yeah. But I'm a real lemon freak.
Yeah. But we make them with a little bit of tomato sauce in them.
I've had that variety.
Like Greek style. Yeah.
I've had that variety. It's a little sweeter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good one. Red wine sauce. Is it good or is it bad?
I'm going to say bad.
Wow. You are absolutely on a roll.
Kelsey, did we become best friends?
Let's see how you do on this next one. And that will decide if we're going to become best friends. Stew. S-T-E-W, stew. Is it good or is it bad?
I'm going to say bad on that one for sure.
You're correct. Holy moly, I've got a new best friend, ladies and gentlemen. First thing we're going to do, go out to eat. What's your dream lunch?
My dream lunch. Gosh, these are all really deep philosophical questions. I was prepared to interview you. I wasn't prepared to be interviewed.
Really? I feel like I may have misled you with my past podcasts.
My ideal lunch, I would say it's, again, a very generic answer like hummus, but a big salad.
Wow. The girl loves hummus.
My hometown that makes a salad with very ice cold, crispy romaine, spring, and iceberg lettuce mix. Cucumbers chopped into tiny cubes with no seeds, deseeded. Shredded.
Sounds good. I like the ice cold
cheese,
and crisp.
Cheddar cheese.
What?
And then potato sticks.
Served
with a side of their homemade peppercorn ranch.
What the hell? I was on all this crispy vegetable.
It sounds very bland, but it's so good. It's really just a vehicle for the ranch dressing to get into your mouth.
Right. It was a shocking twist.
Very garlicky, very peppery. I promise it's good.
Okay. I mean, I can see if it's like a sizzler.
Recently, and I posted a picture on my Instagram story of it, and I've never gotten more DMs from people from my hometown that I didn't really need to hear from, but it caused quite a chaos.
Please,
on Instagram.
Please at me in that post, and I'll take a look-see poo, see how it's looking.
Yeah.
Is it possible you could do it right now?
I think so. This is exciting, right? People love listening to this.
People love hearing people down, right? shuffle around online.
Okay.
I will say this. One of my media icons was, I'm going to say it, was Wendy Williams. And part of what I loved about her was...
R.I.P.
What?
I'm just kidding.
It's like those videos where they're like, Mom, I can't believe it. Dolly Parton dead at 65. I literally... Well, she seems like she's... Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with her. But anyhow, listen, that's neither here nor there. I'm trying to see if you tagged me, but I...
It's happening. It's happening. I had never heard of Wendy Williams until you. Your icon Wendy impression, when she only had a radio show and not a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
You really opened me to broader horizons, Chelsea.
And now she's not on the air. What do? Bring back the pod.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I got to go. I think we both have to admit this is not good. We got to stop it. Suzanne, great call. Great to hear from you. I'm going to be looking for that salad. And
okay, sounds good.
Stay golden. Bye.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Okay. Woo! We're getting all ladies and I love it. Leah, how are you?
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you, Chelsea? I'm so excited the pod is back.
Doing really good. Okay, I have to say for the listener, I just got tagged in the salad photo. After all this time, it looks disgusting. And wait, I can,
what kind of salad is it?
My previous caller was talking up this salad. I mean, if I told you, if I told you it looks like someone dumped a bag of French fries on top of a salad. I mean, she was like, this salad is all these crunchy cold cucumbers and ice cold. And it just sounded so juicy, crispy, cold. And then she's like, and then shredded cheddar and potato sticks all over. I was like, hold on. That's where I'm out.
I had a coworker who used to do pizza salad. She would bring leftover pizza and leftover salad and then just cut up the pizza and sprinkle it on.
Oh, man, this is going to be controversial, but I actually love pizza salad. At first, I was going to be like, that's disgusting. Just get a pizza. But then I remembered that John and Vinny's has a pizza. John and Vinny's, a restaurant here in Los Angeles, they have a salad pizza that is so good. It's a plain tomato thing with no cheese on it. And then they put this salad with this creamy, tangy dressing on it. And there's little pieces of like shaved Parmesan in the salad and also little pepperoncinis. You put it on top of the pizza, you fold it up, and boom, you're good to go.
Good to go. I mean, my controversial take on salad is that I hate dressing, but I know that I'm wrong in that.
What dressing... I mean, I want to say, what dressing have you tried? Because I make incredible salad dressings. Do you like garlic?
Yeah, I like garlic. It's
I don't know how you're saying it.
I struggle.
I need to back up. You go, yeah, I mean, I like garlic. I don't think you like garlic talking like that.
No, I love garlic. Okay. I will eat straight up garlic, like a little roasted clove on a pizza. Incredible.
Okay. Now, I just had to get some clarity there. All right. So we're in good shape.
I mean, to be fair, I know that my food opinions are wrong because we previously disagreed years ago on sour cream. I'm a sour cream cheese hater.
Wow. Well, listen, this is why I have high cholesterol. This is a hot topic of the show so far. My high cholesterol. I'm trying. I'm trying to drop it down. I'm trying.
We have to take the pleasures that we can get in this life. And if high cholesterol is a side effect of eating well.
You know what I did the other night? Nutritionists, if you're listening, weigh in. I would love nutritionists to call every episode. What I'm saying is I need life coaching and nutrition coaching. But so here's what I did. The other night, my friend Dylan Adler, comedian.
Shout out.
Woo! Came over, we went and did a show together. I said, you know what? I'm about to eat a baked potato. Do you want half? He said, sure. Here's what I did. Now, I think that for cholesterol, this is pretty good. I took that potato. I roasted it like a beautiful roast on it. Okay. I dried it, which is always the key to crisping something. Rubbed it in olive oil and salt. Then I put it in the oven at 425 for 45 minutes till it was all crisped up. I poked holes in it with a fork. And then I cut it in half.
Yes, you do.
I didn't have half the shit I wanted. I realized as I was cooking it. I was like, oh, I want to put this on it. I don't have it. My plain yogurt was expired. I like plain yogurt on a potato. So I put, first I drizzled olive oil on it. Then I put nutritional yeast and salt, just a little. Mm-hmm. Then I put, I don't like the sound you just made. Then I put cottage cheese and a little more salt and pepper. And then I put sliced scallion, and then I put what I believe is called gomazio, which was salted sesame seeds toasted all over the top. Let me tell you something.
Oh.
It was fantastic. I want to say, it was better than like a twice baked potato stuffed whatever. Because the cheese, the sour cream, the butter, it's so heavy. This was actually pretty light and it was so delicious. The nutritional yeast gave it that cheesy kind of umami flavor. And the green
without
onions.
Being like a triple dairy situation.
Exactly. And the green onion. There was only dairy was the cottage cheese. And the onions were a good texture addition. So I highly recommend it. Even though it was really embarrassing to serve. Like, I was like, this is the saddest. Like, having someone come over to eat half a potato. It felt, and also my house was filthy, and I was like, this is like, he's never been over. It's like, I just feel like it's like ruining my reputation. You come to a filthy house and I serve you a side
come to
dish.
My house, share a potato.
Share some weird Frankenstein health food, half of a potato. And then I'm like, all right, well, anyway, the truth of the matter is, in spite of all that, it was absolutely delicious and I think a keeper.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Ding ding ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye. I literally said everything on the call. Poor girl. That wasn't okay. It's not right. Am I allowed to sing songs that are existing songs? Now that I have ads on my podcast, I'm going to be extremely cautious about. Let's see what we got here. Is going so far. I'm a little worried that it's a little boring talking about food, but on the other hand, I feel like people do like that. I don't know who my audience exactly is gonna be, but I feel like I need to get something controversial going and like be really mean to a caller so that the people who like mean calls will be happy. I pity whoever calls next because they're gonna take the brunt of that in a really drastic way. But luckily, at the moment, no one is calling, which is also a real slap in the face for just my own sense of, like, self-importance and popularity. What?
Hello?
Yeah!
Chelsea Peretti! Oh my god! Hi. I'm so glad your podcast is back. Thank you for bringing it back. It is the center of my youth.
That's a new sound effect here on the board here at the reboot of the podcast. It's a bear's roar. What do you think?
Oh, it reminds me of this really cool bear story I once heard. So I'm not mad about it. It's, it passes. It passes as a bear sound.
Fucking shut up.
I'm so sorry. I have to be mean to a caller because I just was nice to a bunch of callers. So you're kind of the fall guy. I feel terrible.
That's okay. Do you have anything to say? Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. Do you want to take a food test? Actually, I have a different one. This is a new category called Defend Your Position. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Defend your position. Tucked sheets on feet. Do you tuck your sheets at the bottom in your bed or do you untuck them?
I mean, I tuck them on the bottom of the bed for sure.
Actually, you're wrong. It's absolutely claustrophobic to have the sheets tucked on your toes.
I disagree.
Well, agree to disagree.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay.
This is a classic one, okay? Toilet paper, over or under? Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
You're right. You're actually right. All right, you win.
Okay.
Oh, I hung up. She was about to say something possibly very important. And I actually just felt like, in my head, I was going, you know what? Her energy's a little low and I should hang up. And she was, oh, wait, right as I hung up, but it was too late. Let's see. Hey, is it you again or is it new person?
It's still me.
Okay. I knew it. What were you about to say? I heard you go, oh, right as I was hanging up.
I was like, another one. Another one.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's a good one. Are you on an iPhone?
Okay. No, I'm on a Google phone.
Ugh.
Is that wrong?
Well, I wanted to do something on the iPhone. Okay, let's see. Look through my notes here. This is ASMR while you wait. Okay, what car is the worst drivers on the road?
Mitsubishi Lancer or BMW.
It's actually Hondas and Mercedes. Remember this old tune? I drive a Mercedes, and so I get to do whatever I want, whatever I want. I drive a Mercedes, and so I get to do whatever I want, whatever I want. If I wanna make a right in a left turn lane, I make that right, I make that right. If I'm gonna make a left in a right hand lane, I make that left, I make that left. I drive a Mercedes, I get to do whatever I want, whenever I want. I drive a Mercedes, and so I get to do whatever I want, whatever I want. The road is mine. If I drive a Mercedes, it's really nice.
Here in Montreal, it's more like if you drive a Mitsubishi Lancer, you are absolutely a crackhead. Or if you drive...
I hung up on her again. I feel like crackhead isn't really used much anymore. Oh, new person. Carol! Wow, this is absolutely vindicating. Every caller is female. I truly used to struggle.
Hello?
Carol?
This is Gabby.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Well, sometimes this happens. You know, the name that pops up on the screen, maybe it's like your mom pays your bills or something and that's her name. Let's not worry about it. Let's not worry about the Carol of it all. You said your name is Gabby.
Oh my God, hi. That's me.
Gabby, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I'm so excited.
Got
coffee cranking.
Oh, speaking of...
Espresso. Espresso. What's going on?
Espresso. Espresso. All righty. So you're a longtime listener to the OG podcast?
Yeah, I was re-listening a couple weeks ago and then everything disappeared.
How did you feel about that?
I was hurt.
We're going to release some best ofs. We're going to release best of episodes. Highly curated. Kojak's going to go through. Huh?
Sorry, there's an ambulance going by.
I just burped 5 times. Is that ASMR?
You burped.
Is everything ASMR? Oh, do you want to hear something?
Yeah. You want to hear ASMR?
Yeah.
This is me typing to a customer at work.
Okay. That sounds fake. You got a little melodramatic at the end with the keypad. I was into the initial, like, natural virgin.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Virgin. Also, I was waiting for you to talk to the customer.
I'm in a live chat right now, and I'm ignoring them because I'm talking to you.
What? Is this real? Like, you're really working right now?
Yeah. Doing customer service.
What does the customer need? Maybe I can Cyrano de Bergerac your replies to the customer. What are they asking for?
I don't know how specific I want to be.
dildos.
They need help with the product.
All right, well, there goes that segment idea. I don't know what people need to do.
The product isn't working, and they need me to fix it.
Ask them, have they tried, like, unplugging it and replugging it?
Okay, I'll tell her to do that, and I'll tell her that you said to do it.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I really, really...
Ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
And honestly, I forgot about the feeling of doing this.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this pre-recorded?
Maybe.
Hello! No. How are you? Want to hear something cool?
Absolutely. Oh, hell yeah.
That was my idea for this episode.
How would you put that into words?
I wouldn't, because I turned it into ASMR of crumpling up the words. That was the idea.
I do feel really calmed right now.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give you a little food test. Cake pops, what do we think? Good or bad?
Bad.
I love that everyone really does hate cake pops. Who eats them? I'll tell you, I was watching one of my Peloton instructors' Instagrams. Yeah, I'm a fucking loser. And her little treat to herself at the end of her fucking day with her perfect fucking shitty body was a cake pop. And I was just like, blech. Like, cake pops fucking suck. It's all frosting. The frosting always tastes like synthetic, and the cake is like too moist and too dense. They're not good. NG. Cake pops are no. NG. CP, NG. Put it on a sweatshirt and wear it to the live tour of the podcast, which you know is probably coming in this capitalist fucking society where everything is a goddamn money grab. I have ads now on the podcast. Yeah, and yeah, I'll probably tour. Tickets will be $3 million a pop because I have to fleece my pockets. For what reason? I don't know. Just capitalism, the drive to compete. All my peers are playing stadiums. I have to do something.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know?
I gotta say, also, your Peloton instructor's life can't be that good if her treat was a cake pop, though.
Listen, this is how people live who have perfect bodies. And that's problem. I'll tell you, in my 20s, I could eat whatever I wanted, and I had a perfect body, and that's the best place to be in life. You're just like, no, let's eat burgers. I love burgers. La, la, la. And then everyone's like, fuck you. And you're like, and then boom, your 40s, they come in like a freight train out of hell. And your high metabolism that you always bragged about, you're down to earth, I eat whatever with all the dudes, you know, that's gone. That's out the window. Okay? All of a sudden you're standing there telling people, no, I can do push-ups. I can do push-ups. And they don't believe you because they're just looking at you with your bloat and your dimples. Mm-hmm. And they're going, oh my goodness. That's how people start talking to you when you get older. Oh my gosh, you did a push-up. I'm like, no, I can do push-ups. God. Yeah. Don't underestimate me. Have I ever what?
Did you ever like prove in that moment that you could do push-ups?
This is with my trainer.
Oh. Okay. Fair.
God.
Amazing. Well, that's cool. Does your trainer like cake pops?
I listen, I don't think so. I don't think she eats any sugar whatsoever. She's absolutely shredded. She's 69 years old and shredded to the high heavens. That's the kind of inspo I need now, you know?
Mm-hmm. To be 69 and shredded?
Yeah. That's like a good song. We need Kojak to make that song, 69 and shredded. Well, I'm 69 and shredded. I'm shredded for 69, which means I'm really not toned at all, because I'm shredded for 69. Well, I'm 69 and shredded. I'm shredded for 69, which means I'm really not toned at all, because I'm shredded for 69. All right. Let's see. What else can I test you on here?
Oh, yeah. Well, I could tell you that one time someone told me that I was asked, have you ever seen a shredded old person? And I wanted this person to end the conversation. So I was like, guess not. And he said, that's because they're already dead. And that was an interesting moment.
I don't believe you.
It was true. It was a Grindr hookup. Really cool. Really cool conversation.
I'm just going to come out and say it's too coincidental. I can't accept the anecdote.
Boring anecdote in progress.
I have to hit my buttons. I have to go to my buttons.
Fucking shut up.
Of course. I understand.
And I don't mean it personally. And honestly, I think I've become too nice for my own soundboard. Every single button I'm hitting,
it's been a little bit.
It's breaking my heart. It's absolutely breaking my heart.
Damn, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel fine. Yeah.
But tell that story again about the shredded old person.
Okay. All right. So I was having a conversation with a meathead, and we were talking about working out, and he said, think about it, have you ever seen a shredded old person? And I said, guess not. And he said, that's because they're already dead.
Where am I? I need water.
This is a real tour through all the archival couture buttons in the soundboard. We have some work to do on this soundboard. Always, that's part of the show. That's part of the great spirit of competing with yourself to always make yourself better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, is it like looking in a mirror to your past?
Exactly.
Self?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And going, hey, you were better in some ways, as in more toned, let's say, but you were also stupider and meaner and younger and dumber, you know? So who are we now? We don't know. We're in an identity crisis. But one thing we do know is I'm trying to license all the songs I used to play on my podcast. And let's say they're offering up a per play fee that's absolutely astronomical. The idea of pressing a sound effect and knowing that you just be absolutely just bleeding money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the number just keeps going up every time.
It kind of takes the fun out of the whole idea of playing a sound cue. So we're gonna figure out that. We got a lot of kinks to work out, but you know, thank you for hating cake pops.
You seem like a real sweetheart, but I gotta go.
Yeah, listen, of course. Thank you for chatting. This was a true delight.
Brittany, is it you?
Yeah.
Wow. I love your dancing. You're a legend. You're a ledge, mate. I love your dancing. I do think your hair color could use a bit of upkeep, but hey, who am I to talk? I've got greasy hair. Greasy. Greasy hair. But I love you, Brit. I love your spinning.
Thank you.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to find out when we can see your movie. First time female director.
Well, you know, we don't have a public release date, but it's going to be in roughly 10 years. I can tell you it's going to be an absolute eternity. So sit tight, hold the edge of your chair, and patience is supposedly a virtue.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to be sitting there waiting, and you're going to be like,
where am I? I need water.
So how have you been?
I've been all right. I'm in Oregon and it's rainy, so I'm just trying to slow down a little.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of Oregon?
Tell you the truth, I absolutely loved it. I was on the Oregon coast. I made a reel.
Ooh.
Reels are so stupid and so inane, but at the same time, it's like, wow, you know? The whole culture of the internet is almost as if we're trying to kill time rather than use time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, let me watch someone's trip. Like, literally, that used to be the thing that you would avoid in every medium. Like, someone's like, oh, can I show you a slideshow of my trip? You're like, let me check my calendar. Now it's like everything that comes into your feed is just stuff that years ago you just would have never had to have been privy to. This is not original. As I'm thinking, I'm going, hey, there's no take here. There's no take. Let me post it on Instagram. That's what everyone else does. Fucking shitty non-takes on their podcast, and then boom, it's on Instagram. You're zooming up more of your time, hoovering time down the fucking mountain. Brittany, I'm happy. I'm a happy person.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
What were we? We were just talking about something. Oh, Oregon. So I was on coastal Oregon. Mm-hmm. We did mushroom foraging, which I absolutely loved. I had to throw all those thoughts behind me of, hey, this is going to be a poison one. Even though these people know the land, maybe they don't know this day and this moment, this mushroom. But we found so many mushrooms. It was so fun. I loved the rain. And I loved the gray skies. I climbed up this huge sand dune and down it. It was an incredible time. And the Pacific Northwest is, first of all, I actually don't know what that includes. What is it? Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seattle, Portland.
You don't know either. This is a huge relief, a huge weight off my shoulders. But anyway, it's so close to LA and it's so different. I did, of course, after my trip, start researching bears in Oregon and realize there are bears there.
Yeah, black bears. Mm-hmm. There are.
As you may know, as a listener to the pod, I have a longstanding obsession with bear attacks. And Yeah, then I started reading all about bear attacks in Oregon because I was looking at all these different lodges and nature retreats in Oregon, but some of them are more remote than others. And, you know, you start going, hey, what's the bear of it all? What's the bear of it all? If I'm going to have my little child walking around, you know?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Well, I've been camping in both Oregon and California. Never a bear in Oregon, but had a bear encounter in California. Yeah. I think you're safe in Oregon.
Wait, hold on. You're not going to tell me what the bear encounter was? What podcast is this?
There was a grizzly and Big Bear rummaging through food and soda at the campsite next to us.
What soda was it drawn to?
Pepsi. Yeah.
Well, well, well. I hate Pepsi, so that bear got a on the old food test.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing about camping that's daunting. I mean, tying your food up for bears, I just don't know how to do it. And also, can't they climb trees?
Yeah.
It's like you have to tie it way out on a branch where it's like swinging and they can't get to it. Why couldn't they pull the rope up with their big old claws?
Yeah, there's no way around it.
You kind of have the tone of like a nurse talking to a patient. Miss Peretti, I see how you could feel that way about a bear. Here's your medicine.
I just like to be engaging in conversation so people know I'm listening.
I know, same.
You seem like a real sweetheart, but I gotta go.
All right.
3, 2, 1, caller. 3, 2, 1, caller. How many hours have I been here, actually? Let's see. 1 hour? It felt like at least 5. This has been all female callers, which is actually amazing. I don't know if people remember, but there were times where I would get all male callers, and I'd be like, females, call in! Listen. You know, does it matter? Maybe not, but I don't know. It feels good. It feels good that the tables have turned. Or is it a sign that I'm not like a single fantasy girl like I once was? All right, so we've taken some calls. We've done some food tests. I've possibly debatably overused some of the sound cues, but it's good to remember what we got here. You know, we're trying to license some of the real special ones, and at the moment there are $30,000 per use. So that might be a bit of a snag, let's say. So we have a lot of episodes in the can, as I mentioned, banked, where we're going to be doing interviews. There's going to be a bit more focus. This is more the traditional trajectory of the podcast, which is I don't know what I'm doing and no one who calls does. But we have tried to impose a bit more order on some future episodes. We wanted to start with the classic Call Chelsea Peretti chaos. Next episodes, we're going to have some special guests. Could it have to do with a bear? Maybe. I don't know. Nature is certainly a theme. Medical issues, always a theme. Maybe we have some special guests who are extremely brilliant minds in the medical field. I don't know. The ads. Uh-oh. Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Is this live?
I mean, it depends what you define live as. We are talking live.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But it's pre-recorded, so if you're into doing any shenanigans, it shall not be airing.
Oh, my God. It just picked up so fast. I was shocked.
Oh.
I'm very excited.
I could pick up a phone so fast. All I do is boom, my finger's like boom, hits the button, and then here we are talking.
Whoa. I just want to say I love the podcast and so glad it is back.
Thank you.
So glad.
Thank you.
My wife and I are ecstatic. We listen all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Or did before the pause, I guess.
The hiatus, the extended hiatus, the moratorium that turned into a pause and a reboot. Hello to you. Hello to your wife. One of the hot topics on the food test today is cake pops. If you and your wife want to weigh in, let me know and I'll tell me cake pops. Are they good or are they bad?
My wife is saying they're ass.
That's correct.
They're whoa.
Your wife is right. I got so excited to hear her in the background saying the correct answer that I forgot to let you have the opportunity to fail, because I think you were about to say they were good.
I was about to say something like that, yeah.
There you go. That's just for you. I don't want to leave you out. Here's how I feel in my soul when I think about cake pops. Here's how, like, a crowd, if they saw me eating a cake pop, would respond. Shock. I don't want to harp on cake pops because this episode has largely been about saliva, cake pops, and it's really it almost. But I want to say thank you for listening to the podcast, for returning to the podcast. This is a real appreciation episode, the first kickoff episode. Future episodes, we're almost going to be like CCP on steroids. Okay. Ooh. We're beefing it up. We're beefing it up with segments, with interviews, with in-studio guests, with actual baked goods, things of this nature. Okay. So,
hell yeah.
You know, if perhaps the podcast was meandering before, this episode certainly is. But in the future, it might be overproduced. So there's some light on the horizon.
Hell yeah, we'll be listening.
Great. Well, I really do appreciate that. Is there anything else that we should talk about? I'm trying to. Oh, do you like tucked sheets on your feet?
No. No, they got to be free.
Great. I had a feeling. I knew you guys. You're not supposed to say you guys anymore. And by not supposed to say, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying I'm literally trying not to say you guys. I try not to even call my son my son. I go, you're my child. I love you, my child. In case he feels he identifies some other way, I don't want him to feel he's sacrificing an identity that's important to me, which is some gender-based identity. All that matters is he's my child. But on the other hand, I've been saying you guys since I was fucking probably 9 or 10. So it's hard to shake. How do you feel about saying you guys?
It's a bad habit that's ingrained in me now. Probably shouldn't do it, but I do it. I'll admit it. No matter if they're guys or gals.
Even like I try not to say ladies and gentlemen anymore. And the problem is it's such a funny old timey thing to say that, you know, I get torn about it. I get torn. But, you know, I'm of a generation that's in absolute struggle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what growing feels like.
Fucking shut up.
That's my internal monologue. To my
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Self. Okay, so your name is coming up as a really interesting name.
What is it? What, like caller ID?
Yeah.
What is it?
Black.
Oh, it's Blake.
Oh.
But they just love cutting it off.
Well, it says B-L-A-K. I was like, now, is that a Yugoslavian name? I don't know what. Is Yugoslavia even exist anymore? I was just talking to someone about the creation of Yugoslavia as I'm trying to understand the entire history of the world right now. Anyhow, so your name is Blake. Great name. Solid.
Oh, thanks.
What was your favorite part of the podcast? Let me pull out my pen. I'm going to take some notes and so I can try to incorporate it. And I'm doing ASMR at the same exact time. Okay, tell me.
Okay, the favorite one was the coffee cranking in my sis. I think we found like an MP3.
Hold on. I'm just going to write that down. Okay.
We found an MP3 of it, I think, somewhere online, and I actually set it as my morning alarm clock ringer. And it drove my wife nuts. And then the second thing I want to mention is something that didn't happen, but I wish it did, is apparently you wanted someone to call in and feed a horse a carrot. And that never happened.
I know. What the fuck? Although, so, you know what's so spiritually aligned with this moment is that this morning I fed my dog a carrot. He loved it.
No way.
He's a relatively recent pet. And he loved this carrot, and he was crunching on it, so I could probably record that audio.
And yeah, for the ASMR.
Yeah, but horses, they really do have a special chew that probably blows my dog's chew out of the water, to be honest, because their teeth are so big, and their jaws are so powerful.
Yeah, they got this big suction, yeah.
So I'm writing that down. Okay. So this song.
Coffee, got drinking through my sink.
Do you think she would like this one for an alarm more? Or is that the one she hated? Put her on the phone.
It's a perfect alarm.
That is a good alarm.
Yeah, first thing in the morning.
So your wife hates me. What else?
We are located in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. If that's anything.
I was looking for a boo button, but I only have applause.
we have alpacas, and we wanted to do some call in and have them chew on something, but they don't eat carrots.
Who?
Alpacas? We have two of them.
Oh, they don't eat carrots? What do they eat? And do they spit in your face? I'm always scared near llamas.
No, apparently llama spit in your face. These guys just shoot in the air spit for some reason.
But then that lands downwards, right? I mean, it's not just staying up there elevated in time and space.
Yeah. I imagine it lands somewhere, yeah.
So, therefore, the danger is still present.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. There's an area splash, I guess.
So what possible. Do they eat? Hay?
They eat, yeah, hay in the winter, grass when it's available, not in the winter.
Okay.
And that's about it. But yeah, no carrots, because for a while we wanted to call in with it, but they won't do it.
If they eat a carrot, they drop dead right on the spot.
Yeah, either instantly or drawn out. Yeah.
Yeah, a long, prolonged death. But it's worth it for a podcast highlight, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is a great reminder. I'm just making my final notes about your feedback, and then I'm going to file that away. And
I heard it fall away.
And we'll get on that. That's a great segment idea. I have a lot of field pieces I want to do, and just really be like I'm really trying to kind of conjure that NPR field piece energy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a good direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
No, I think you got it.
All right, great. Do you do toilet paper over or under, hon?
Over.
Correct. This is so vindicating. Who does fucking under and why? The only thing I've heard that makes it make sense is that under cats can't pull it as easily or something.
I don't know. I guess if it's under, but if it's like still kind of like sagging, they could still pull at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not an engineer, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go. Oh wait, why am I saying that?
You seem like a real sweetheart, but I gotta go.
Bye.
Wait.
Ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
There. Okay, now. Bye. Mish?
Is this really you?
Can you believe it? I can't hear anything.
Fuck!
Oh, now I can hear something. You said fuck.
Yeah, Jesse!
We're back, baby! Technical difficulties be down! Woo! Feels good. Feels good. Yeah. Welcome. I'm going to say you're probably most likely the final caller, or as we call it here at the show, the nail in the coffin. So welcome. This is going to be the first official podcast back, although we've banked 40 episodes that will then seem out of date and disjointed.
Nice. I like your color you posted.
Thank you. It's one of my favorite colors. I did post a blob of paint to post the phone number of the podcast today, and it's a purplish pink, like a neon lavender. One of my favorite colors. Yet whenever I try to fit it into my life, there's no room for it. It doesn't fit.
I just got a pair of boots that are like that color.
Really?
Yeah.
Tag me. Let me see those boots. I mean, here's the thing. I wanted it in my house. Basically, no one likes the color, I feel like. I wanted purpley lavender in my house. I want to dress that color. If any aspiring designers are listening, you want to send me a misfitted, like a ill-fitting lavender dress, I'll wear it. And yeah. I also wanted it like in even my logo for the podcast. And like every time I try to put it somewhere, that color doesn't ever fit into my life, but it's my favorite color. Now, what does that mean? Break that down. For you at home little armchair therapist, what does that mean?
You always want what is not available to you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just out of reach. Oh, it's a really good call. This is one of the best calls I've ever had.
I'm saying something.
Mm-hmm. It's weird when the button is just my voice, because then you go, is that it's disorienting. Well, a lot of stuff is, and that's kind of the point, to get you out of the rut of normalcy that you're in, right? And shake things up, go, hey, is that a pre-recorded or live?
yeah. You know, I'm realizing I'm not a very interesting. I have nothing to say. So I apologize. You can hang up on me now. Don't usually hang up.
Oh, thank God. That's actually a great way to end. People just... Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Chris?
Yes.
Or is it crisp? Like... how the Brits call potato chips. Crisp.
It could be crisp. I love crisp.
That would be funny, though, when you introduce yourself to people, you're like, hi, I'm Chris Jackson, or whatever your name is, and you know, Crisp Jackson.
Crisp Jackson.
No, I'm Crisp Jackson. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And it'd actually be just such a hard name to call someone. You're like, oh, Crisp. Are you coming to the party, Crisp? Like, it's very hard to say, actually.
Yeah, agreed.
So sorry about that.
I'm shocked that I got through.
It's crazy. Let's see what this button is. It's called Wind Chimes. Hi, Crisp.
New sound effects?
Yeah, listen to this one. That's my dad. Just kidding. It's a bear because of my obsession with bear attacks.
Oh my God, a bear. Wait, do you have other like animal attack sound effects?
Listen, you're really putting my new producer, Laura, on the spot. Other animal attacks? Let's see. I'm scrolling through. And the answer is... Oh, actually, I take it back. You ever been attacked by a swarm of crickets, Crisp?
No, but I haven't, but I did have a silverfish in my house today, which made me think of you.
I
gotta say that silverfish episode was one of my favorite episodes.
I mean, I actually have to find that episode and listen to it as I compile the best of episodes that I'm going to release. I know the silverfish one seems to come up a lot, and I'll tell you what I might take a little guess, and I think that I'm screaming almost constantly in that episode. So maybe, is this your favorite episode now? No!
Oh, yeah, that was a good episode. And the one with you and Nick Kroll being Farley.
Okay, let me write this.
That was one of my favorites, too.
Let me write this down. Okay.
I actually just restarted Come Fall, going through your old podcast and listening again on my drive to work, because it's like a 30-minute commute, and they bring me so much joy before having to go deal with people.
I hate to tell you that they've all been taken down from the internet.
I actually found them on a different like website and was listening to them on that one.
What
that
is it?
Seems to be associated with you.
What is it?
Hold on. Let me
it's
do a
called,
little
like,
browser search.
Burner Zip Drive. Burner Zip Drive podcast. You're like, I'm pretty sure it's affiliated with you. All right. So Crisp, I'm getting off track, honey. What do you think of cake pops? Are they good or bad?
You know, they're not my favorite form of cake. I think there's better cake.
Politically said, but accurate, and we get the gist. They're disgusting.
Yeah. I would just rather have like a good slice of cake.
Of course. Of course. You're not an idiot, right? Who wants to eat a dense, overly moist, tiny mush of cake? Surrounded by like an inch thick, waxy, buttery, way too thick orb of disgusting frosting. Why don't you just go outside and smack yourself in the face? And that's going to give
you... I want to eat cake with a fork.
Exactly. I want some mouth feel in this cake experience. I'm not trying to just... How many bites do you... How many bites do you eat a fucking cake pop? And I've actually, like, the more I talk about cake pops, the more angry I get! See, now I'm just trying to make it like the silverfish episode. Cake pops! We hate you, cake pops!
You're not Christian.
Yeah, you're fucking dark-sided, cake pops. Like, also, it's like, cake pops is, like, so sinister because it's, like, it's for people who like cake. But it's, like, only giving you the grossest part of the cake, which is, like, the last bite when it's mostly frosting and the cake is, like, it's just, like, it's fake diet. It's portion control.
And a cake to frosting ratio is so wrong. Important.
Exactly.
So important.
Exactly. I like how you say important. Where are you from?
I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let me write this down. Crisp. I dotted crisp twice. Hold on. This is me dotting the I in crisp. I put that many dots on your eye because I like you. And then you're from Minneapolis. Okay. I dotted Minneapolis. There's an I in Minnie, right? Like M-I-N-I?
Yeah. Yep. M-I-N-N. Oh my God, now I can't even spell my own city.
It's mini, like little cute Minneapolis. Aww.
Exactly.
Crisp.
Have you been to Minneapolis, Chelsea?
Honestly, I don't. That's one of those ones that's in the Bermuda's Triangle of my geography knowledge. I'm like, have I been to Minneapolis? What's like a, is that, I was going to say, what's a big city there, but is that the big city?
Yeah, that's the biggest city in Minnesota. But we have like the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
St. Paul and Minneapolis? No, I don't think I have been there.
You should come, but not in the winter.
I'm going to be honest. So I accidentally triggered. Huh?
We have so many lakes.
I do love lakes. Now, do you have some
sort
of...
We have so many in our city. Like 30 in the city.
Oh, no, that's Wisconsin. Have you ever been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's very close by.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, but I didn't want to ask in case I was wrong. You know, I missed a lot of elementary school because I was doing theater with this, like, I want to say Main Stage Productions in San Francisco, adult theater company, the American Conservatory Theater. I was Sally Cratchit, which my friend Natasha Leggero was telling me doesn't exist in A Christmas Carol. I'm like, I was Sally Cratchit. She like went back she went back and forth with me about it. Shout out to Natasha Leggero, by the way. But she kept going, Sally Cratchit isn't a character in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. I go, it was, bitch, because I played her. But anyway, I missed a lot of school. So when I think Minneapolis and Wisconsin in my heart, I'm like, I feel there's a proximity there. But in my brain, I don't know. It's just jangling around.
There is a proximity. It's about a 45-minute drive to Wisconsin. And a lot of people who want to buy liquor on Sundays will drive to Wisconsin because the liquor store is really early.
It's godless. Wisconsin is godless. And Minneapolis is deeply religious. Okay, I'm starting to learn my geography. Now, I will say there was a time where I was obsessed with Wisconsin, I want to say. I hate to keep moving off of Minneapolis and pushing on over to Wisconsin, but it looked really lush, green.
Yeah. That's Wisconsin.
Crisp, what are you doing right now? Are you, do you have a bunch of little wooden drawers? Are you putting marbles into an egg carton? What are you doing? I'm hearing lots of manipulatives going on.
You're hearing my rocking chair. I have obsession with rocking chairs.
Oh, don't rock. I'm sorry, honestly,
I'll go move to my couch.
On a live. No, it's not live, but you're on a broadcast, honey. Don't rock. Do I have to really beg you not to rock in your rocking chair during this? Could you take...
I guess apparently you do.
Could you take a little rocking break during our chat? Or are you
absolutely
just that relaxed that you just gotta...
I am that relaxed.
God.
I am that relaxed. It's a rainy day here. I have to work on a production tomorrow, so I am just chilling before a long day.
Boring anecdote in progress.
I heard rain. I heard rainy day.
You did hear rainy day and lightning and thunder.
Is Wisconsin lush? I felt like you didn't really answer me on that.
Wisconsin is a lush green, maybe not paradise, but a very okay
liquor
place to maybe be. If there are others you'd like before it.
Now you're from Minneapolis, right? Is Minneapolis
correct
lush?
It is absolutely lush. It is a beautiful, beautiful lake city with lots of green spaces, amazing bicycle lanes, if that's what you're into.
I set you up and then I knock you down. It's like bowling, Crisp. Okay, I really think I do have to end this podcast. Let me see. Did I already ask you if you tuck your sheets on your feet or if you like to kick them free?
You didn't ask me that, and I like to kick them free.
All right. I knew it. I honestly knew that you would come through on that. I'm like, there's no fucking way this guy tucks his toes down in his sheets. You know who does that? A psychopath. Who wants your feet pointed like you're doing ballet when you're going to bed at night? It creates too much tension in your toes. It's like, am I in toe shoes or could I fucking go to bed right now? I don't understand who wants themselves in a little foot straight jacket to go to bed. And that, to that point, I don't understand weighted blankets. Like, isn't that claustrophobic? Like, get off me! Get off!
I have one of those and I never use it because of that exact reason.
See, I was curious because so many people love weighted blankets. I'm like, would I love it? I do need help. I do need comfort. I do need stability. I do need someone to hold me that's not a person. But my fear was it's going to feel like hotel sheets where they're tucked in and I'm, I can't roll over. I can't move. Help me. Help. Help. Trying to yell for you because you like yelling. Okay?
Absolutely.
Crisp, I have to go. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Crisp. It was great chatting with you today, Chelsea. This is making my day. This is making my week. Making my year. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for the podcast being back.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.